Developed though, but out of the last seven games, Brown City has won five, okay? And for some reason, the number 13 does seem to crop up a little bit because they did lose, we mentioned, to Ubley by 13 points, but also at home against Marlette, you know, arguably the toughest team in the area, they lost to Marlette by 13 as well. So this team can play with anyone. Doesn't matter what floor it is. They do, like I said, have good balance defensively, offensively. That's going to keep them in ball games.
They're currently on a one-game winning streak, if you want to call it that. Brown City defeat a much-improved Memphis squad on Wednesday, 60-41. After tonight, the G-men head back to the city of Brown for a game against Sandusky a week from tonight, and then at Lakers and home against Ubley, taking them through the 17th of February. Brown City is in District 76, hosted by Brown City, where they'll take on Kimball Landmark. We're 9 minutes away from tipping off in Harbor Beach, Michigan, as the Brown City Green Devils are on the road taking on the Harbor Beach Pirates in the Greater Thumb East on the WLAW Sports Network.
If you are considering new or additional grain storage facilities this year, contact DS Services of Cass City right away and take advantage of preseason savings by ordering now. DS Services is your primary source for farm or commercial grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment. Whether you need a minor repair or site design in a whole new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services, and they maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and three truck and all-terrain cranes, ranging from 40 to 55-ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach. They're suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services Crane Rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
You know, Amber, I never know what to get Walt for Valentine's Day. What do you get a guy for a cutesy, lovey-dovey holiday like that?
Well, Laura, I don't know about Walt, but I'm sure my Steve will be excited with the new phone I got him.
A new phone? I would have never thought of that.
Yeah, I stopped into Thumb Cellular and picked him up a brand new Samsung Galaxy S7. It was a great deal, too. They're $50 off now through February 14th. You can also get $10 off any S7 case when you buy one. But I went with a red case for them, and those and the pink ones are 25% off now through Valentine's Day. You can even get a 256 gig memory card free with the mail-in offer direct from Samsung.
Really? That sounds a lot better than what I was going to get Walt. He would have looked really cute in that Cupid costume, though.
This sweetheart of a deal won't last long. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular to pick up the Valentine's present he'll thank you for. Thumb Cellular, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the thumb.
From Harbor Beach and Port Sanilac to Bay City and beyond, people head for more Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Seawing for fair deals, a great in-stock selection of brand new and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and service before, during, and after the sale in the more tradition. You get top trade-in allowances from experienced creative sales reps who work hard to help you upgrade your transportation with the least possible financial pain. Their knowledgeable service department has the most up-to-date diagnostic equipment and training to find and remedy complex electronic problems that often defy discovery but stop your car and other mechanics in their tracks. Their body shop can handle any make or model you bring in, and they constantly strive for better than factory new results. So for new or used, repair or replace, get your new Chevrolet and find new roads at North Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Seaboyne. Call 989-883-2100 or visit www.moreshoreline.com.
You're listening to your hardwood home for high school hoops, the WLAW Sports Network, as Brown City is on the road taking on the Harbor Beach Pirates, as it is coming home for the Pirates tonight as they enter the ballgame at 6-6 overall. Their best win, could say, is their last game at Ubley when they won by 17 points, 50-33. Can't do math on a Friday, apparently. Their worst loss would be against USA on this home court. early in the season in December when they lost 38-79. That's 41 points.
Different team, though.
Different team, most definitely. Harbor Beach is at 3-2 in league play as they've been surging as of late. They're tied for second with Brown City and Ubley, two games behind Marlette. Harbor Beach has been under the leadership of Ron Rubel for 24 seasons now. Tonight is no exception. In that span, five district titles since 1999 and four of those since 2010. If you compare it to previous years, Harbor Beach has struggled offensively so far, averaging just 48 and a quarter points a game. That's in comparison, though, to the upper 50s and 60s in recent years. On defense, they're keeping it close, allowing a shade under 52 points a game, a bit higher for Ron Rubel standards. But regardless, through 12 games, it's an average differential of negative 3.7 points. The Pirates are consistent, regardless of their game's location, having gone 3-3 on the road and 3-3 at home. The only difference is when they're on the road, it's an average margin of victory by 1.3 points, 47.3-46. At home, mostly in part because of that USA loss, it is 49.1 for the Pirates and 57.8 for their guests, negative 8.7 at home. For the past five seasons, Harbor Beach has had Brown City's number, going 10-0 since 2012. That ended, though, when they lost in Brown City 37-60 almost a month ago. In the past 11 meetings, the average score has been Harbor Beach 62, Brown City 47. Now John Mooney wants to tell us about the roster of H-A-R-B-O-R, Harbor Beach.
Well, I'll tell you what, Harbor Beach, I think they're starting to right the ship a little bit. Coach Ron Rubel, his Pirates are going to need, though, tonight a fast start. And they're going to have to keep that foot on the accelerator. Now, the key to this whole game, I think, is going to be junior three-point specialist Ryan Seaman. If he stays hot, there's going to be some good things happening for the Pirates. Now, they're getting quality contributions on the inside from seniors Brady Kirsch, juniors James Schelke, sophomore Mason Yan, and even a freshman, Evan Smoglinski. And also, I'm not going to mess this up too bad, am I? But Julian
Tenerife,
better believe it. He's been knocked down 6 points the last time, I believe, at bat. So
if you call him Julian, I'll fill in the rest.
All righty, that's a deal.
Well, the Pirates' life for me has been, as of recent, scurvy-free. But that wasn't always the case. Unfortunately, Harbor Beach started out the season at 1-4. Their lone victory, an ugly three-point win over Bad Axe on December 14th. They would defeat Vassar on the road 44-17, but then followed that up with a loss to Cass City by 17 and Marlette by 21. Then came along a fourth-quarter comeback victory over Sandusky on this very court, and it's propelled them to four wins and four tries.
I'll tell you what, that game was exciting. It was like a perfect storm. Everything happened all at once because they were trailing the entire game and then all of a sudden came out of nowhere and stole a game away from the Sandusky Redskins. That miracle finish, that really kind of put the ship in the right way. And let's face it, that was the catalyst of turning the Harbor Beach Pirates into a contender, well, into a good ball team that is going to, you know, let's face it, maybe at the best, finish second in the East. But I'll tell you what, this is what the battle is tonight. And Brown City has other ideas as well. It's going to be a great game.
Harbor Beach is currently on a four-game win streak. Sandusky and Lakers at home, Memphis and Ubley on the road. After tonight, it's at Marlette a week from tonight. And then they host Reese a day after Valentine's Day. A tough stretch upcoming for the Pirates. They did draw by, though, to begin districts, playing the winner of Bad Axe and Lakers. In Lakers. We'll return in 40 seconds with our crystal ball forecast right here on the WLNW Sports Network.
A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only 14 cents, and gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Ramsey Funeral Home has been there for you and your loved ones when it's needed the most. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. From all of us at Ramsey Funeral Home, the best of luck to the Pirates.